Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Governor Tony Evers delivered his annual State of the State speech last night. Civic Media's Lisa Hale reports.
In his seventh State of the State address, Governor Tony Evers declared 2025 to be the Year of the Kid. He outlined several policies, programs, and initiatives to make kids smarter, healthier, and safer. One of the ways he proposed doing so is with gun reform, to include background checks for all firearm purchases, instituting red flag laws, and restoring the 48-hour waiting period to purchase firearms.
We cannot let common sense get lost in debates over whether basic policies could have prevented the most recent shooting, or the one before that, or the one before that. We aren't here in Madison to quibble about the semantics of the last shooting. We are here to do everything we can to prevent the next one.
In addition to gun reform, Evers called for free breakfast and lunch for all school children and increased funding to mitigate the child care shortage in the state. He also proposed to invest $300 million to provide comprehensive mental health services in schools. The Republican response to the speech was delivered by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss.
We have the largest one-time surplus in state history, and instead of talking about how to return that money to working families tonight, Governor Evers prioritized adding more spending and growing the size of government.
As Evers wrapped up his speech, he addressed national issues such as immigration, reproductive rights, and LGBTQ protections. He said he would veto any bill that makes Wisconsin less safe, less inclusive, or less welcoming. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
Lawmakers in Madison are likely to be at odds over school funding. State School Superintendent Jill Underlee's request for an additional $3 billion for K-12 schools follows last year's high number of local funding referendums. In a Newsmakers interview with Wisconsin Eye, State Senate President Mary Falskowski said districts need to prioritize needs.
School districts are independent, and they can decide on what they're going to fund. I see school districts funding needs, and I see school district funding wants. So that's local control.
Senate Minority Leader Diane Hesselbein said the state needs to increase funding.
Over half, I think, of the school districts in 2024 went to referendum, and they voted to raise their own costs because they love their community schools, their public schools, their neighborhood schools, and it's because the state hasn't been funding them appropriately.
K-12 school funding will be a big issue as lawmakers consider what to do with a more than $4.5 billion state surplus. Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer told Wisconsin Eye that districts are increasingly turning to referendums.
We hear this again and again in our communities. In my area, many districts going to referendum again this spring because they are just forced to do so. Should not be on the taxpayers to raise their own taxes when we have this surplus sitting in Madison.
Republicans who approved record K-12 funding in the last state budget are unlikely to sign off on what Underlee and Democratic Governor Tony Evers are asking for. A new proposal with bipartisan support in the Wisconsin state legislature would make all gun safes exempt from the state sales tax. Lawmakers say they're hoping the legislation will encourage more residents who own firearms to keep them stored securely in their homes, reducing the risk of accidental injury or children being able to gain access to the firearms. The legislation comes as Governor Tony Evers announces plans to include comprehensive gun safety measures in his biennial budget proposal that will be released in February. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has announced it will pause hiring and out-of-state travel amid budget constraints. In a memo sent to staff Friday, the agency announced it would freeze hiring for all jobs except two critical positions through the end of June. They also announced a pause on out-of-state travel and that it would consider voluntary reductions in paid working hours if requested by individual employees. Officials cited a $2.3 million reduction in state funding as a major factor in the decision to reduce spending. The Dodgeville Police Department responded to a robbery call yesterday afternoon. At approximately 4 o'clock, a robbery at the subway on State Highway 23 in the city of Dodgeville was reported. The reporting party stated that a male wearing a hat and mask entered the establishment and asked if a manager was working. The male then locked the door of the building, removed a blowtorch from his coat, and approached a staff member. The suspect then stated he was kidding, removed his mask, and left the building. A Dodgeville police officer assisting with the investigation recognized the suspect based on a recent traffic stop. The suspect and suspect vehicle information was immediately relayed to Iowa County Sheriff's deputies. At 4:45, the subject was located at a residence near the city of Dodgeville and taken into custody. Lee Justin Call was booked into Iowa County Jail on charges of attempted armed robbery, bail jumping, and false imprisonment. The annual Making a Difference Award, sponsored by Richland Rejuvenates and WRCO, will be presented at the annual banquet Sunday night at the Phoenix Center Banquet Hall in Richland Center. Richland Rejuvenates' Mick Cosgrove is excited for everyone to come together and honor this year's recipients and celebrate what makes Richland County great.
Every year, you know, there's so many people that are so deserving to receive these awards, and it's very difficult, I know, for our selection committee to have to sort through those and try to narrow it down to one in each category. But the good news is there's always a backup list for another year because there's so many that just continue year after year to do great things in our community.
Nominations are brought forward by members of the community.
It's the people in the community that actually come in contact with these people that are making a difference. We can sit, and there's those that we can obviously see on the front end, but for the most part, a lot of times, these recipients are people that are just quietly doing what they do and making a real difference in the greater Richland community.
You are invited to join this year's recipients as they receive their awards.
We hope that there's someone there that you might want to come out. Tickets are available. You can get tickets at Napa Auto, Ameriprise offices, or Christie Sunnyside, or you can call 604-7022. That's my number, and it will arrange to have tickets for you. They're $20. It's at the Phoenix Center. It's a really great dinner. It's chicken and roast beef, mashed potatoes and gravy, vegetables, salad. Dessert will be coming from Christie Sunnyside, so it'll be a great meal and a great opportunity to join together as a community and say thanks to these well-deserving people.
Social time begins at 5:30, with dinner being served at 6:30, followed by the awards ceremony. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources proposes to issue a permit for the incidental taking of rare snails, which may result from the American Transmission Company Y-40 and Y-161 cross-arm replacement project in Crawford County. Incidental take refers to the unintentional loss of individual endangered or threatened animals or plants that does not put the species overall population at risk. ATC's proposed project is required to resolve and reduce vulnerabilities of aging and damaged crossarms and three structures. These structures are on steep hillsides underlain primarily by sandy soil over sandstone, and the right-of-way is dominated by native prairie vegetation adjacent to mesic forest. Portions of the native vegetation at these spans are a result of native seeding undertaken by ATC following previous maintenance efforts along the line. ATC will use a bucket truck to access the 14 structure locations, and grading is needed to drive down the right-of-way. The presence of the state-threatened cherrystone, drop, and wing snaggletooth is confirmed in the vicinity of the project site. DNR staff determined that the proposed project may result in the incidental taking of some snails. The DNR concludes that the proposed project is not likely to appreciably reduce the likelihood of the survival or recovery of the species within the state, the whole plant animal community of which they are part of, or the habitat that is critical to their existence. Conservation measures to minimize the adverse effect on the threatened species will be incorporated into the proposed incidental take permit. Copies of the jeopardy assessment and background information on the cherrystone drop and wing snaggletooth are available by visiting the DNR Incidental Take Public Notices webpage. The public is encouraged to submit written comments regarding project-related impacts to the cherrystone drop and wing snaggletooth by Sunday to Stacy Rowe, DNR conservation biologist. Today's winner of $150 in the Crime Stoppers calendar raffle is Greg Wrongholt of Blue River on ticket number 219.